broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
And just like that, it's Thursday, and allegedly, we're supposed to actually get some rain today, which is what we've been told for, I don't know, all week.
Yeah.
So, but it looks like they're really serious about it on the forecast today. They have the angry-looking lightning bolt popping around, and they're saying we're going to hit a high of 24 degrees, which it feels like right now.
We need some actual damn rain anyway, so let's enjoy, get a little cozy today, stay inside.
You said such a parent line in your weather a couple minutes ago, Jax. You said, oh, plants are going to love this.
Well, I didn't water my plants this morning because I've been expecting rain. So
there it is.
Yeah, feeling 31 right now.
So you feel responsible for
absolutely,
them now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right, let's go around the room. Jax, what is up?
Well, I would like to give a huge shout out to Noah Reed, an actor from Schitt's Creek, who played Patrick. He released a music video yesterday. He's actually an incredible singer. And a buddy of mine worked on the video and asked me to be in it.
Awesome.
It was a dance video.
Are you in a lot of it?
So I okay, so they said to me, they were like, we're doing a dance video. We know you love dancing. Wear a fun costume. So I wore a sunshine costume.
Sure.
And I danced in it. And I'm probably in the video for maybe a second and a half. And I think it's because they cut me because I wasn't good. I think they were like, wow, she really took the costume. I'm the only one wearing a costume in the video.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
At least you stand out.
Don't I?
Yeah.
But the song is beautiful. The video is beautiful. So shout out to Noah Reed and Amy Siegel.
And you can see that on your Instagram?
Yeah, it's on my Instagram. I got a link. And it's... won't be asked back, that's for sure. Yeah.
Producer Jesse.
I don't know how many people remember or are paying attention, but tonight at midnight, Lady Gaga releases her new album, Chromatica.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It comes out tonight.
So rain on me.
I assume we're going to hear a little bit on it tomorrow in the show.
You have to imagine, right?
You have to imagine.
It was supposed to come out a few months ago, and then she pushed it back because of the coronavirus. And then a lot of people were like, well, why? We're all home. Like, give us music.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up just after 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to give you a chance to win 3 months worth of smoothies. If you are going back to work and you're getting back into your workplace and you're like, I forget how to make breakfast. These are absolutely perfect. They're like little like cubes. You just throw them in like almond milk. You shake it up.
Yeah, you pop them in. No blender needed. You don't have to clean your blender. It's amazing.
Super easy. Also, brand new Ghosted just after 8 o'clock.
Hell yeah.
And just after 7 o'clock, we're going to tell you something good. A lot of negativity in the world. We're going to try and change that. It's going to be a phenomenal morning, and we're glad you're hanging out with us. Virgin Mornings, Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. It's Justin Bieber and Quavo with Intentions. Good morning.
It's Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yesterday, it was winners and IKEA. Today, it's regulated health professionals going back to work. It's great news. The big list was put out of people who can officially go back to work as of today. These are things like chiropractors. There we go.
There he is.
Dentists. Yeah. Massage therapists. Optometrists. Physiotherapists. Psychologists. The list goes on and on and on. This is really, really great news. And these businesses can assume operations immediately.
And it's all dependent on like their overhead practicing board. So it's not like every single dentist is going to be open immediately, but it's like it's really, really good news.
And there's been a member of the show that has been complaining that they need a massage for, 3 months now.
Would you say I'm addicted to massages?
Yeah, I would. I would say it's a problem.
I'm like running out of my benefits by like March.
Yeah.
I actually was at the point where I put in my Tinder bio.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that's a joke. Just here looking for a massage. I love my shoulders being rubbed.
Did you find anyone?
No. And also, I wouldn't let a stranger come over and touch me. I mean, I was close, though. But I've been waiting to get a massage. I love to get a sub from Subway after the show and then go get a massage. Really treat myself.
Yeah. She's a wild one, that Jax Irwin.
Crazy. No, I just can't wait to be touched.
It's nice to see things opening rather than closing. I think that's why we always get so excited whenever anything announces that it's opening. Like, these are obviously really important businesses. But yesterday, there was all those pictures of people sitting in lawn chairs waiting for HomeSense to open.
God, right?
Which was hysterical. Yeah. But I'm like, it's just because we're pumped.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
It's also nice to see a lot of these folks go back to work because they're not salaried employees, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, got to get back to work and make those massage dollars.
That's right.
I'll see you soon.
Jax be sitting out there in the lawn chair waiting for the massage therapy to open.
is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you've been stuck working at home, that means your new office is Zoom calls or just having chats over video with the people that you work with. And sometimes it's real life, right? Things happen in the background. A dog starts barking. Maybe your dishwasher starts making like a sound in the background. That kind of stuff happens. What doesn't happen very often, but has still happened, is maybe your mom doesn't realize that you're on a Zoom call and accidentally walks behind you completely naked on the Zoom call because she got out of the shower and she didn't realize you were upstairs.
Yeah, shows her whole bod to the class.
This is what happened to a mom in Florida. She went viral this week because she accidentally flashed her daughter's class on Zoom. So I guess all three of her daughters are staying with the parents.
Yeah, working on their school from home.
Yeah, and they set up little workstations for them downstairs so that they could do their Zoom calls in privacy. Yeah. But I guess one of the daughters wanted to go upstairs and do the Zoom call from her bed.
Yeah.
And the mom didn't realize this and just walked by.
Yeah, she's
butt naked.
Fresh out of the shower, just minding her business. Yeah.
Just minding her business. And all of a sudden, there was a somebody said on the phone, uh-oh, should we hang up? Because her mom was just standing there.
Can you imagine? Like, first of all, like, having your kids at home that much is overwhelming.
Yeah.
Having to school them is overwhelming. And just, like, just a mom having a second to have a nice shower. Like, how glorious would that be? But
I
you can't
know.
Have it all, you know?
No, nope, can't
Not
have it all.
Poor mom.
We've all had embarrassing things happen to us over Zoom. Some more than others. Jax?
A few weeks ago, it didn't go well. A few weeks ago, we were promoting the 99.9 Virgin Radio prom party online. And I was on CTV Toronto. And of course, you know, social distancing, I had to do the call via FaceTime. And I'm in my living room and everything's going well. And I have my lighting set up and I'm like, here we are.
Yeah.
Just speak to the people. And not only did I hear a knock at my window, like at my window's my window's right beside, like my front window's right beside my couch where I was doing the call from. My Chipotle order came early and it was my Uber Eats dude. And I'm on CTV Toronto and you can hear like a in the background. So I kind of talked over it like this. And then like 30 seconds later, my tiny dog Reginald, he's been having an upset stomach. He's stressed out about something. And he just puked up water like on the floor. And you couldn't really hear him, but like you could kind of. You know what? I'm not even sure.
Did you clean up the puke first or did you get the food?
No, I kept on going on. CTV Toronto doesn't wait, baby.
A true pro.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Well, it's official. The social distancing circles are coming to Trinity Bellwoods because we cannot be trusted.
Nope.
You might have heard some talk over this over the last couple days. So I don't know if you've watched the news recently, but a lot of people went to Trinity Bellwoods this weekend, and you absolutely should not have gone to Trinity Bellwoods and sat as close together as you were.
My cousin in Atlanta asked me about it. It's making news down there. Like, it's terrible.
It made international news. The park was packed. People are obviously upset about it, as we should be. So there was an idea proposed that some places in New York and San Francisco are doing, and they're called social distancing circles, and they're exactly what they sound like. They're circles that are painted. I say paint because it's probably something like safer for the environment than actual paint.
Yeah.
But it's just big circles on the ground, and they're all spaced out the proper distance apart.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea being that you just stay in your little bubble, and you can still enjoy the park, but you're still safe from everybody else.
Yeah.
And they're going to do a pilot project, or they were talking about doing a pilot project at Bellwoods, and that's confirmed. And that's, as of today, they're heading over to the park to paint the circles.
Just in time for the rain.
Just in time for the rain. Now, I assume that they're going to set them up in an actual circle and not lines so that they can accommodate the Trinity Bellwoods drum circle as is. Jax, I know you take part in that quite often.
TJ, have you ever seen the drum circle in real life?
Yeah, at least seven of them.
You have to go experience it before you make fun of it. It's like judging a movie before you watch it.
Yeah, I do that too, though.
That's true.
And I'm a pretty great movie critic for movies I haven't seen.
Trinity Bellwoods drum circle is a beautiful thing, and you're just missing out.
So, again, they're painting those today, and Mayor John Tory announced that they might expand to other parks if it's proven effective at Trinity Bellwoods. And I think that we should absolutely make this work, because if it doesn't, the next step is them shutting down the parks again.
Exactly, let's do it, guys.
And nobody wants that.
Please be good.
Yeah, be on your best behavior. Stay in your circle. Treat it like it's kindergarten.
Yeah.
And you have to sit in your hula hoop.
Can't leave.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's hard to talk about this like it's bad news, but rent prices continue to drop in the city amidst the pandemic. The average rental price across all property types in the city fell a lot. This time last year, or in April, sorry, of last year, it was $2,476. That was the average a month. This year, in April, $2,362.
Wow. Still unaffordable, but a little lower.
It's making you happier, though, right? Seeing the lower number, and it keeps going and going. Yeah, you're like, oh, maybe one day.
I feel so happy.
Yeah, it's great. areas to be found having the biggest declines are in what people are calling the prime downtown market. So it's near where you think, like the waterfront, Yorkville especially. And there's also a theory that buildings that have a lot of Airbnbs are having trouble renting out, because I believe Airbnbs can only do long-term rentals right now.
I think it's a month plus. I mean, don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
But I think it's a month plus that you have to commit to having somebody in there. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're saying that that is increasing the vacancy, which means, you know, there's more things to choose from, which makes prices drop. So it would make sense. There were hilariously massive lineups for Winners and HomeSense yesterday as a bunch of them opened across the province. And we on this show take full responsibility for that, as we talked about that probably every 4 minutes.
Yeah. I was just excited. The candles, man. The candle selection at Winners, you can't beat it.
The area rugs, all the decorative stuff. You're like, oh, I got to go get that pile of sticks that just sits on my dresser.
There's always a clearance sale, isn't there?
There's always. I got to go look at the clothes, the shirt rack for 45 minutes.
I need a humongous mirror.
I need new bed sheets, but they got to be kind of mismatched. Yeah, but I'm okay with that.
$39.99, let's go.
There were pictures all over Twitter of people like literally sitting in lawn chairs waiting for it to open or waiting for their time to go into the store. It was just outstandingly great. And just a quick notice for this weekend, the Gardner is shutting down for the entire weekend. It's that yearly maintenance thing that we always forget about. And then you're like, why is Lakeshore so busy? So it's a full closure of the expressway from the DVP to the 427. And that's starting tomorrow at 11 p.m. And it ends on Monday, June 1st at 5 a.m. So it'll be good to go for the morning commute. Also, Lakeshore West is expected to be partially closed because of the Active TO initiative where they're shutting down a bunch of streets. So there's more pedestrian room for pedestrians. Mm-hmm. So Lakeshore's going to be a mess this weekend, too.
I mean, but also, like, you can't get mad. Where are you going?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Where are you off to?
Yeah.
You can't get mad at traffic. You have nowhere to be. I mean, maybe you do. I don't, though.
Yeah, we'll still find a way. We always find a way. Just after 8 o'clock, a brand new episode of Ghosted. And this one, I kind of side with him.
Really?
I get where he's coming from. Yeah,
no.
we're gonna talk about that later. Virgin Radio.
Tell me something good.
Because boy, do we need to hear something good right now. Woo! Let's start with producer Jesse.
So Uber Eats and Off the Menu have teamed up to support local restaurants. Today is National Burger Day, if you didn't know. And if you fire up Uber Eats, you'll be able to find a list of burgers from celebrities and chefs that you can try.
That's
so this
really
is happening in cities across North America, including Toronto, Miami, New York, LA, the big ones. And celebrities like Matthew McConaughey, Dwayne Wade, Paris Hilton, Joel McHale, all the big names. You can fire up Uber Eats and try burgers that their chefs that they've teamed up with have made.
I would eat a Matthew McConaughey burger.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in it, but I think I would.
I bet it's handsome.
I bet you the burger looks really good.
It just looks absolutely delicious.
And then you'll say, man, I love this burger. And then the burger's like, I'm going to win an Oscar one day. And then you're like, damn, burger.
And the money from that will go to support local restaurants.
Oh, love That's it. Cool. That's fantastic. That's really good news.
I want to give a shout out to a 103-year-old Massachusetts native, Jenny Stenya, who got sick with coronavirus earlier this month, but was just given a clean bill of health. Yay! Now, we've heard a few of these stories before about elderly people getting the virus and then beating it. But here's why I love Jenny. Is she celebrated beating coronavirus by having a Coors Light.
Atta girl.
In the hospital. She wanted one really badly. Her family say that she's very fun and feisty. So she beat it, and then they're like, all right, here's a beer.
Give the hun a beer. Give her what she wants.
All right, so Jax, you're going to play us something good in just a moment, but first you need to tell us something good.
Gentlemen, we can't get across the border to go there right now, But Disney World is reopening.
Hey.
Yay! So, I mean, this is going to be kind of a procedural thing. Walt Disney World Resort Parks have submitted plans to initiate a phased reopening beginning in July. So this is subject to approval from local and state authorities, but it's looking good. So the plan outline of the reopening is going to be Magic Kingdom Park and Disney Animal Kingdom to reopen on July 11th. And then Epcot and Disney Hollywood Studios reopening on July 15th. So things are looking up.
That's good news.
I hope Mickey's okay. He's probably very lonely.
I'm sure he's fine. He's got Minnie, doesn't he?
You don't know that. You don't know. This could be taking a lot on them, you know?
It could be taking a toll on Mickey and Minnie.
All right. We're going to play something good. Now, we have a big day tomorrow, gentlemen, because first there was the fame. We had Art Pop in the past 10 years. We had Joanne. But tomorrow, we are going to have Chromatica. Lady Gaga is dropping a brand new album tomorrow. Of course, we're going to be giving a love all day. And I think we just need to celebrate it. I also just want to play this song because it reminds me of Pride in the Sunny Days. It's Lady Gaga, Just Dance. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Lady Gaga's new album, Chromatica, drops tonight at midnight. So I'm sure we'll be playing some songs off that tomorrow.
Hell yes. I'm so excited. Like, it feels like summer now that Lady Gaga's back. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Obviously, Pride's not happening, but that song just sounds like Pride, doesn't it?
No, Pride is happening. It's just happening online.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever gone to a wild length to just avoid somebody? You know, it could be someone that you know really well, maybe a family member that has a weird thing that they do when they talk, like they have bad breath, and you're like, I don't want to talk to Uncle Rick, he's weird. Maybe it's just someone in your building that you just want to avoid because they're a talker. That won't relate to more to me than anything.
Yeah. I feel like you would take the stairs. Like, you would go up 30 flights of stairs just not to talk to somebody.
I've talked about this before, but I will, before I leave my apartment, I will look through the peephole and make sure that there's no one in the hallways. And I don't mean like a quick look. I mean, I look through the peephole and, okay, it's safe.
Why do you live in a condo? there's so many people in there.
It's affordable. Okay. Actually, that's not even
that's
true.
Not even
it's
true.
Not.
I was going to say, all right, let's do this.
Queen Elizabeth once hid in bushes to avoid a guest. That Queen Elizabeth. There was a recent documentary out titled Our Queen. I think they put those out like once a year in the UK.
I love Lizzie. Yeah.
And apparently she was trying to avoid a controversial dictator, the Romanian dictator. I'm going to try the name. Nicolae Ceausescu.
That sounds good.
I think I'm probably wrong on it. Anyway, she was walking her corgis through her garden.
Naturally,
She turned a corner and she saw him and his wife, and she ducked into the bushes with the dogs just because she said, quote, he's too much for her.
You know what? The old gal, she needs her space.
I love her. Of course she's walking her corgis, too. She loves those dogs.
Side note, if you need just a pick-me-up, go Google Queen Elizabeth driving in her Land Rover across the grass. Because she just drives around. Goes rogue.
By the way, this happened in 1978. This wasn't, like, last week or anything.
Okay.
So, we want to know, what's the craziest length you've gone to avoid someone? You could text us 999-999.
I have a buddy, Emily, and she is she's a very successful woman, and she's 35, probably, and she smokes, and her parents don't know. And I remember I was home a couple summers ago, and, like, she's a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
And she thought she saw her parents' car coming down the road, and she hid, went behind a car and then went under it, like a parked car. And I was like, you should probably, like, either quit smoking or tell your parents you do, because, like, you can't live like this anymore.
You know the exhaust fumes you're going to ingest over time?
She's like, Mom and Dad can't see me. Yeah, she just went down. Yeah, yeah. Sweet darling.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, text us 999-999, or you can call us 416-872-9999. Are you like Queen Elizabeth? Have you hid behind bushes to hide from a Romanian dictator? Yeah. Or are you like Jax's friend who didn't want her parents to see her smoking?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's the wildest level you've gone to avoid somebody? Queen Elizabeth, according to a new documentary, once hid in the bushes to avoid the Romanian dictator. This was in 1978. She said he was too much for her.
Fair.
She was walking her corgis in the garden, spotted him and his wife, and just ducked behind the bushes. Hey, we've all been there. All had to hide from a dictator from time to time.
She wanted to be alone, you know?
She did. So we're taking your text. 999-999.
Got this one from the 807. Shout out to Thunder Bay listening. I once dated a guy for a short period of time, and I knew he wasn't for me. I wanted to let him down gently, so I told him that I wasn't sure if I wanted to see him anymore. if I want to see him anymore, to call me next Tuesday. So when he called, I answered the phone and I pretended that I was my sister. He never called back.
At least he didn't try hitting on the sister.
You know what I mean? He kind of got it. Texting the 647. I saw my best friend's ex walking on Queen Street in the winter, and I really didn't want to have to talk to him. I panicked and ran and hid in a vape shop. There's a lot of those.
Then when you're in there, they're like, you got to try this flavor, bro.
You like cherry? Another text in 647. Was on a second date with somebody when we were leaving after having some drinks. Saw my ex and both my date and I hid behind the dumpsters.
Oh, wow.
Like, can you imagine you're on a date with somebody and they're like, there's my ex. You want to hide in the garbage with me?
That's like, the nightmare. Yeah. It's like, it doesn't matter how much time has passed. Just running into your ex with your current person is weird.
It's a weird time.
Because you're like, do I seem happy?
Yeah.
But you don't want to seem, like, you don't want to seem too happy because then you'll seem mean.
Exactly.
And you don't want to seem, like, too neutral because then they'll be like, huh, it's not going to work out for you.
Yeah. Or you can just say hello and keep going.
You could do that, too, I guess, if you're a normal human being. But who wants to do that? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's official, though. Social distancing circles are coming to Bellwoods. In fact, it looks like they're getting painted on the lawn right now.
Oh.
If you don't know what those are.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in time for the rain. If you don't know what those are exactly what they sound like. They're circles to help encourage social distancing. Yeah. It's like sitting in the hula hoop when you were in kindergarten to make sure that you stayed away from everybody.
Yeah.
Some parks in San Francisco and New York are doing the same thing. And after the whole incident at Bellwoods this last weekend, it was rumored that it was going to be part of a pilot project. So it does sound like that's going through. It's the first park in the city to be doing so. And Mayor John Tory says if it's successful, they'll do it in other places.
Right.
And let's hope it is, because if it's not,
we're going to lose our privileges. So please be good, guys. Come on.
Be responsible.
Yeah, that's right.
Stay in your bubble. Mayor John Tory also announced that you can now look up COVID-19 cases by postal code. The Toronto Public Health will be releasing information based on locations and certain hotspots. Dr. Eileen Davila announced that they have created maps based on cases according to where people live, and that COVID-19 is present in every single neighborhood in Toronto. Now, is this something that you would want to look up?
No.
I kind of like living, like obviously you know what's out there, and you know you're going to be super safe and careful, whatever, but, like, I almost don't want to know, like...
You don't want to live in, like, ignorance or oblivion, but, like, I don't know if I need to hear that.
Yeah. It's not that you don't want to know, but you also don't want to know. Does that make sense?
It's not that I don't want to know. I just really don't want to know. Yeah.
If you love Taylor Swift music, you're no longer allowed to like Burger King. At least that's according to Twitter. Taylor Swift fans are canceling Burger King on Twitter because they tweeted a joke about her.
Oh, good.
Someone asked Burger King, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song? Because that's where we're at in the pandemic, by the way. We're asking Burger King what their favorite song is. And they replied, the one about her ex. Taylor Swift fans got a hold of this tweet, and hashtag Burger King is over party became the number one trending topic in the world last night on Twitter. It's also worth noting that today is National Burger Day, so yay treats.
I'm going to eat four burgers and listen to Taylor Swift and mess it all up.
Yeah. She's thrown off the curve. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
So coming up just after 9 o'clock, we want you to hit on TJ. And not in a creepy way, but in a celebratory way. Maybe in a creepy way. But it's going to be for your benefit. So we're giving away 3 months worth of Aviv smoothies. If you can get smooth for the smoothies. So get your smoothest pickup line. Get working on it. Get ready to deliver it smoothly to TJ. And you can win those smoothies. Oh, it's delicious. How many times can I say smoothies?
Try at least one more.
Smoothies.
I do my head. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Just because there's a global pandemic going on doesn't mean that the global pandemic of ghosting has stopped.
That's a very eloquent way of putting it, TJ.
I worked on that all night, and that's what I came up with, Jax.
Okay.
And we're joined right now by Philip. Now, Philip, you were ghosted by Talia.
That is correct.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Yeah. I matched with Talia, and Talia's, like, gorgeous. She's just incredible. Great, and cool, and she was funny to talk to. This is definitely a situation where I feel like probably dating up. I'm the kind of dude that's got, like, a good personality and funny and make a person laugh. And, you know, sometimes they can punch a weight class up ahead of them.
Yeah.
I know that you're, like, supposed to do... sort of like a Zoom chat or FaceTime chat or something like that for dates. But frankly, that doesn't, like, really work for me. That's like, I'm not on Star Trek. You know, I'm just not like the future. I'm not like fully adjusted.
Yeah.
Did you just compare FaceTime to being on Star Trek?
You know, it's just like, it's super, to me, like, I cannot engage with a person that way.
Okay.
So it's a sad truth, but she was super open to meeting up, like, not physically, but, like, our cars next to each other. So we met up in a parking lot in Yorkdale.
Yeah.
We got Uber Eats. Our doors were open. We were facing each other. Our masks were on, except for, you know, like, eating French fries.
Yeah.
I thought it went really well.
I don't hate that date idea either. It's not like considering what's going on, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's actually quite cute, and a lot of people have just been going for like really awkward walks.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like a much better idea.
And if you have a really nice car, it's a good way to show it off. That's a bold move, Philip. I like it.
Well, you know, my car's not that nice, but, you know, it's clean. I haven't been driving it much, obviously. So, that was a couple weekends ago, and, you know, I haven't heard back from her.
Okay, we got to ask, did anything on the date stand out as weird to you?
Honestly, like, nothing really stood out except for the fact that, you know, I'm me, so there's always that.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to play a song.
Yeah.
And then we're going to call Talia, and we are going to find out why she ghosted you. And you are going to be on the other end of the phone listening very quietly. Mm-hmm. You're going to be very silent.
Quietly.
But before we do that, we have to ask the question. Are you sure you're ready for this? Because this can get heavy.
Yeah, I can take it. There's a pandemic going on. There are worse things than getting
ghosted. Right. Wow. Yeah, I mean, valid.
That
valid.
Is called perspective.
Yeah, yeah. Valid.
I like
valid.
That. We're going to talk to Talia next on Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Philip was ghosted by Talia. They had a really cute little social distancing date. They both met up in the Yorkdale parking lot in their cars. They opened the doors.
A tale as old as time.
It is. Mm-hmm. That's how my parents met. They're not together anymore. Anyway, they ordered Uber Eats directly to their car and had a nice little date. Unfortunately, Talia goes to Philip. And Philip, you were saying earlier, you don't know why. You drive a pretty average car. It was very clean. Everything went well. You're a funny guy.
Yep. Just want some answers.
Yeah. Okay. Want to get to the bottom of it. That's fair.
All right. Let's give Talia a call right now.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Talia?
Yes, speaking.
Talia, this is TJ and Jax from Virgin Radio. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm good. What can I do for you?
So, it's actually pretty easy. We have a question about somebody named Philip. We understand that you went on a date with Philip, and then there hasn't been a second one since, and there's been a bit of a ghosting on your part.
Okay, well, that's kind of a lot. Why do you need to know that? I mean, I did ghost Philip, but I was totally done with him after that date.
What happened specifically that you were done with?
Well, he showed up to our date in sweatpants. I mean, like, we had a fun date. We, like, hung out outside of our cars in a parking lot. And, like, I get that it's quarantine and we're all wearing sweatpants at home, but couldn't he at least throw on jeans to leave the house or something? I mean, it's a date.
He was wearing sweatpants.
Like, hang out.
Oh,
yeah.
My Lord.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Unless you're a professional breakdancer, there's no need for that. No need.
Were they nice sweatpants?
It doesn't matter.
It kind of does, though.
No, it doesn't. No, it absolutely doesn't.
Were they soft?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't touch them.
It's a pandemic, TJ.
Well, did they look
She's
soft?
She's not touching his sweats.
I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest. I saw the sweatpants, and then I knew right away that I was going to ghost him. Because, I mean, honestly, being able to dress well is something I look for in a person I date. And if you wear sweatpants out, like, that's just a complete turnoff for me.
Listen, I love all bodies, all clothes, everybody. But I agree with you. At least put on some
jeans.
You
got to put your best self forward.
Put on some jeans. Like, you don't have to be in tuxedo, but you can just wear, you know, you can wear jeans. Girl, I feel you. That's fair. That's fair.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. No, I respect that.
Okay, well, Talia, before we let you go, we want to ask you one last question. Now, if we were willing to foot the bill, would you... And feel absolutely no pressure to say yes to this. This is totally your call. Would you go out with Philip again? And maybe if we nudge them in the right direction of putting pants on this time.
We may even buy him pants.
We might buy him pants. And we would pay for the date. Would you be willing to go out with him again?
That's really nice, but no thanks. I'm good. But, yeah, but, I mean, thanks for calling. I'm going to go. it's kind of been a lot. But I hope you guys have a great day.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Philip, you there?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Are you wearing pants or?
Oh, I'm wearing pants. I'm wearing some extremely expensive Lululemon track pants.
All right, there.
These are not sweatpants.
All right, fella. Don't justify your pants.
In Philip's defense, are they the joggers? Because I own a pair of those, and they are very comfy, and they're very fashionable. I didn't realize that they were those pants. I thought it was like straight up Adidas track pants. I might be on Philip's side now. I get it.
These things are crazy expensive. They're more expensive than any pair of jeans I own. But
that's wonderful, but they're not pants. So you should wear real pants to your next day. And I know they're cozy and I love being cozy, but it's the principle, it's the message that you're sending.
Sure.
But
I learned my lesson.
If I dated men, I date you in your cozy pants, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, that's very mixed messaging there.
I don't know. I was trying to reprimand it, but then I felt bad.
Well, Philip, you sound like a great dude. We're really sorry it didn't work out with you and Talia. But, good luck out there. I, as an owner of those same pants, I get it, man. They are more expensive than all of my jeans. So I'm on your side.
The two of you should date in your sweatpants. Go ahead.
I bet you we'd have a great time.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999-999.
Bring back memories, bring back the
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
A debate is raging in the studio right now. Is wearing sweatpants on a date a good enough reason to ghost someone? We just heard from Philip and Talia. They had a nice little social distancing date. They met up in the Yorkdale parking lot in their separate cars. They opened their doors. They were chatting with each other that way.
Yeah.
Ordered Uber Eats to their separate vehicles. And it sounded like a cute idea.
Very romantic.
Philip didn't know why Talia didn't text him back. Turns out, according to Talia, he wore sweatpants on the date. We found out afterwards, though, to be fair, that they're like Lululemon jogger sweatpants, which are completely different.
They're still sweats.
They're different.
No.
They're fashionable.
Just because Adam Wilde talked you into buying a pair and you find them comfy doesn't mean that they're all right.
They're so comfy.
I know.
And they also look high fashion, Jax.
I know that you're happy and content, but got a lot of texts, and I think I'm in trouble because I said that sweatpants aren't okay, and it seems like everybody thinks they are okay. Text from the 647. Talia is crazy. Why would you ghost somebody over that? Just tell me you didn't like the pants. Why is that so hard? I mean, that is valid.
But why communicate? That makes too much sense.
No. We wouldn't have a segment called Ghosted.
We probably wouldn't have a radio show.
Text from the 416. Isn't there some kind of saying, it's not what you're wearing? It's what underneath that counts. I don't think that that's how it goes. But I mean, fair. Text in the 226. She sounds pretentious. He dodged a bullet. I mean, that's a little harsh.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, I don't think a lot of people are willing to admit this, but like, if you show up on a date wearing just sweatpants, like that is cause for like come on. Like, you're allowed to be a little bit like.
I mean, I'll stand behind it. I don't agree with that. He should have worn sweatpants. Should she have just been like, later?
Yeah.
Probably would have explained it. We got another text, though, agreeing. I agree with her from the 416. Showing up on a first date with track pants is definitely a no-no for me. She did the right thing. I like a well-dressed man because I dress up for my dates. He should, too. And we're not saying, like, wear a tuxedo.
It sounds like you're saying wear a tuxedo.
No, I'm not. I do like a handsome tuxedo, but no. You don't have to dress to the nines, but, like, you know, hop out of the sweats. You've been in the sweats for 3 months.
Fair enough. Yeah. If you want to catch up on the ghosts, if you just missed it, or if you want to see any of the older ones, you can head over to Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. We have all the videos there for you, and you can see our reactions too, which are Jax's reactions to these are just always amazing. Go check it out.
Take a seat.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yesterday it was Winners and HomeSense, the day before IKEA, and today it's revealed that regulated health professionals can resume operations immediately. These are things like chiropractors and dentists and massage therapists and optometrists and a whole bunch of stuff like that. The list is enormous. Now, if the lineups to get into these places are anything like HomeSense, you better go line up outside your massage therapist's office right now in a lawn chair.
It was wild.
There was people sitting in lawn chairs.
Yeah.
To get into HomeSense. Pretty great.
Well, I mean, it's great. It also, I'd like to say, don't you have better things to do? But, like, nobody does.
No.
Nobody does.
Also, we're excited. Speaking of excited, there's a member of the show who's been complaining for months that I just need a massage. I just need a massage.
My shoulders are tense. I mean, do I work out? No. Do I have a strenuous physical job? No. But I need a massage so bad. I even had on my Tinder bio for a hot second when I was using it, just here looking for a massage.
Ooh, that is putting out a vibe.
I love my shoulders rubbed.
Yeah.
I dated two massage therapists back to back. Like, that's how bad it was. Yeah.
On purpose?
No, I mean, they just happen to be lovely ladies, but were the massages great? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, when you have other girlfriends that are bad at massages, do you think it's because they're actually bad at massages, or do you think they just threw the curve off?
I feel like they're like, there's no point in trying, but also I've dated some bad massagers.
Name names. Let's hear some.
No, we're not doing that.
What's trending right now.
The physical distancing circles are officially coming to Trinity Bellwoods. In fact, they're painting them on the lawn as we speak. There's a live view of it on CP24.
There's literally a live helicopter, like, going around the circle. It's like a car chase, but circles in the park.
Yeah. It's weirdly fascinating to watch,
too. Yeah, we've been watching it. Nothing's really happening, but it's something to watch.
The circles, by the way, are exactly what they sound like. Now, this is on the heels of all the nonsense that was happening at Bellwoods over the weekend, where there was a reported 10,000 people in the park, which is crazy. And obviously, there was a lot of people not practicing social distancing. So they took this idea from San Francisco and New York, where they paint big circles on the lawn. They spread them out from other people. So you can still go enjoy the park, but you have to sit in, like, your little hula hoop circle like it's kindergarten all over again. And it's a good idea. So this is a pilot project. The Bellwoods is the first park that they're doing it in Toronto. The mayor says if it works, then they're going to expand to other parks. And you better hope it works, because I feel like the next step, if it doesn't work, is they shut all the parks.
It's going to be like an all-inclusive where you're like, I got to get my beach chair.
But yeah, now, like, exactly.
I'm heading. I got to grab my circle.
I should start renting towels.
Stop it.
Rent prices continue to drop in the city because of the pandemic. And here's where. So first of all, the average price of a rental across all types of property in the city year over year has dropped from $2,476 in April last year to $2,362 in April of this year. So it's a little bit of a drop. And the biggest decline areas are what they call prime downtown markets. So that's like the waterfront and in Yorkville, places like that. And there's a theory, it's because a lot of those places have short-term rentals or Airbnbs in it. And obviously those can't get rented for short-term right now.
They just want to get some money into their pockets right now. So,
And obviously the more places are the rent, the lower the prices become because there's more demand.
Yeah.
There were hilariously massive lineups for HomeSense across Ontario yesterday. So, like, Winners and HomeSense opened up. A lot of locations did yesterday. Some still aren't open, and they're on different hours and whatnot. Of course, IKEA opened up on Tuesday, but some of the pictures on Twitter were absolutely
wild.
Hysterical.
Yeah, it's wild.
Lineups around the corner. Yeah. There was people sitting in lawn chairs waiting to get in. Also, we can just smell the candles and go through the clothes rack for 45 minutes.
I got to get a well-priced yoga mat. Come on.
I got to do it. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
So coming up in just a couple minutes, we want you to give your love in a smooth way to get your smoothies, I should say. We want you to pretty much hit on TJ to win 3 months of Evive smoothies. We're going to do that smooth for smoothies. So get your best pickup line ready. It's going to get a little weird. Actually, you know what? I'll say it. The weirder, the better.
Definitely the weirder, the better. And the three we've had this week.
Wild, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, yes. I love this song. It gets all sexy and creepy at the same time. We're playing Be Smooth to win Evive smoothies.
Yeah, baby.
Three months of Evive smoothies. All you got to do is drop some sweet pickup lines. Let's say good morning to Lauren.
Hi.
And good morning, Adriana.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We got 3 months of Evive smoothies up for grabs, and all you guys got to do is be smooth.
Yeah. Oh, I like her energy.
Smoothies. You know what? Let's see the same enthusiasm for hitting on TJ. How about that?
Yeah.
Hey. Woo.
The girls are out today.
You guys are desperate for smoothies.
We'll hit on TJ any day.
Yeah, you're really desperate for smoothies.
Do you guys have your lines ready? You got your pickup lines ready?
I got my pickup line ready.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to begin with Lauren.
Okay. Okay. Hey, TJ. Are you an N95 mask? I want you on my face.
No!
We heard that earlier.
We already had that one. Get off of people's faces, everybody. Yeah. Come on. No, you got to think of another one on the spot or you're going to be disqualified.
Okay. Okay, if COVID-19 doesn't take you out, can I?
TJ,
wow.
Okay.
That's a contender for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Adriana, what
I'm
do you
so
got?
Uncomfortable.
So I'm a little bit more of a foodie here. So
okay.
TJ, your name should be Campbell because you are good.
Whoa! Oh!
Yeah.
The girls are out to play today.
The girls are out. Yeah. This might be the closest one
yet.
I know.
Those are both really, really good.
So, Lauren, yours was creative.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Very dark.
And dark.
Very dark.
But, Adriana, I like that you get that I'm very soup-like. So, Adriana, congratulations. 3 months of the beef smoothies.
I just want to slurp you all up.
Oh, my God.
All right, and now it got weird.
And don't worry, because we have a whole another 3 months worth that we're giving away tomorrow. So work on your lines, okay?
Perfect. Oh, you guys rock.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Circles, they're our best friends. They keep us safe. They keep us safe from all the bad things.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going with this? They're painting circles in Bellwoods right now.
Yep.
Because we can't be trusted.
CB24's got a helicopter above it. It's big news today, man. It's big news.
They literally have a helicopter circling Bellwoods right now so that they can get video of the little tractor painting in, the circles on the ground. And to be honest, it's actually kind of riveting and very soothing to watch.
Quite hypnotic, yeah.
If you haven't heard about this, these social distancing circles are exactly what they sound like. They're circles. They're spaced out equally apart from each other so that you can still go to the park.
Yeah.
You just have to be away from people.
Yeah, and we...
stay in your bubble.
You've been saying this, but like, if we screw this up, we're going to get our parks taken away from us.
Oh, 100%.
So this
is a pilot project. They're doing this at Bellwoods, and then they're going to see how it goes, and then maybe do it at other parks around the city. Now, this is something they've done in San Francisco and New York to encourage social distancing.
That's right.
And Mayor John Tory said that, like, yeah, we're going to see how it goes. So, translation, like, reading between the lines here, if this doesn't go well, we're not seeing a park again.
I hope the circles make people use the bathroom not on people's lawn and not do drugs in people's backyards. But seriously, guys, we can do this.
It's hard to establish a pee corner when it's a circle. Yeah. That's the thing, though.
We live in a world-class city. We are one of the best cities on the earth, if not the best city in the earth. Like, let's play it cool.
Let's get it together here.
Let's play it cool. Yeah.
Just obey the laws of the circle.
We got it.
It's Virgin Radio.
I was just trying.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Quick heads up. The Gardner is shutting down this weekend for its yearly maintenance. And I mean the whole thing, from the DVP to the 427. And that's starting tomorrow at 11 p.m. and goes until Monday morning at 5 a.m. So it'll be ready to go for the Monday morning commute. They do this every year where they just shut it down to the yearly maintenance. It's also worth noting this weekend that Lakeshore Boulevard West is going to be expected to be partially closed in certain spots for the city's active TO initiative.
Yes.
Which is where they're trying to close down some roads so that pedestrians can space that a little bit more and make it a little bit safe so we can get out of the house. So it's not going to be a super fun weekend to travel, especially west of the city. But
I'd say stay close to home, but you have no choice, do you?
Yeah. No, do it legally. You can now look up COVID-19 cases by postal code. Mayor John Tory announced on Wednesday afternoon that Toronto Public Health will be releasing information based on locations and certain hotspots. Dr. Eileen DeVille also announced that they created maps based on cases according to where people live, and that COVID-19 is present in every single neighborhood in Toronto. So if you think, you know, oh, I'll just go here, it's safe. Nope, everywhere's affected. But it's just like showing you hotspots and stuff. And it's kind of scary knowledge to have. I almost don't want to know.
I can see how incredibly useful it would be for certain situations and folks.
Yep.
Will I be utilizing this new feature? Absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I can't even watch scary movies.
Taylor Swift fans are canceling Burger King on Twitter because they tweeted a joke about her, which might be the most 2020 thing that has ever been said, ever.
Yeah.
Somebody asked Burger King, because this is where we're at in the pandemic, we're asking brands about their favorite songs. So they said, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song? And Burger King replied, the one about her ex. And Taylor Swift fans got a hold of that tweet, and hashtag Burger King is over party became the number one trending topic on the planet.
That's a funny tweet. I love Burger King's tweets. I love when they say things on the internet.
Them and just like any brand that's
Wendy's
like kind of
really good.
Wendy's
is badass at it. Yeah, really, really good.
When they're a little sassy.
Yeah.
It's also worth noting today is National Burger Day, so yay treats.
I'm going to make myself a burger today.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Rock and roll.
And that is what's trending. I'm TJ, and that does it for myself and Jax today. We're going to be hanging out with you again tomorrow morning. Robin is in next. I hope you have a phenomenal day. It looks like it's about to start raining like any second now, and certain areas of the GTA are already seeing that. It doesn't look like we're getting that thunderstorm till tomorrow, though. So hang in there, friend. Here's I Don't Care. I'm at a party, I don't want-